today. You had the funniest smirk on your face when I woke up to Ruby's text. What was that about? Oh, right. So I woke you up, actually. You were sound asleep for a while and dreaming. How do you know I was dreaming? Now I'm worried. Well, you said something in your sleep, and I'm fairly certain it was not meant for me. Oh gosh, I'm blushing now. The alcohol is also not working in my favor. Everett is still calm, head on his hands, smiling. Dare I ask? You were telling someone, I love you too, and you had the most adorable look on your face. Holy crap, I was dreaming. It must have been a repeat of the version with Elliot and I in bed together. How mortifying. I rubbed my face a few times trying to clear my head. What do I say to that?
Do you care to share? Was it some crazy fantasy?
He says teasingly.
I am correct. It was not intended for me, right?
Of course not. Honestly, I was dreaming about your brother. I had the same dream once before. I'm not sure why I feel the need to tell him about it, but if I do not, he will only continue to bother me about it. It was quite vivid, futuristic, and sensual. Why am I telling him this?
So, you did feel more for him?
No, I think my mind has just been playing tricks on me lately. A lot of tricks. The dream was like we were together years from now. Together. It is not real. It was never something I thought of until now, when it cannot possibly happen anyway. And I've been imagining he is near. I actually chased some guy down in Franklin because he looked like him. That's how I banged up my knee in the rain. Everett, I'm just a wreck. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I think I'm doing both right now. Freaking tequila. Everett reaches over and holds my hand.